Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, one of the many differences between the modern Olympic Games and its ancient counterpart is that in the ancient version, the competitors were naked. Now, there's no plan to return to that format, but if we did, would it make athletic performance more or less difficult? Rachel Neuer has been writing about this for BBC Future, and she joins us now on News Talk. Good afternoon, Rachel.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Is it clear, Rachel, when athletes in ancient Greece started to compete naked?
That's a great question. So ancient Greece had a rich tradition of competing in the Olympics. They founded the Olympics, and originally it was a tribute to Zeus. And this was really an activity that only elite men could take part in. So legend has it that around 720 BC, this Olympic athlete named Orsippus of Megara was competing in a sprint when, whoops, his loincloth fell off. But, you know, rather than stop the race, he just kept charging through butt naked and he won. And nakedness thereafter became a symbol in ancient Greece of your Greekness, of your civility, and of, you know, this ultimate tribute to Zeus.
And was an element in this that the Persians didn't like that kind of thing?
Exactly, yeah. So the Persians were seen as these, you know, quote unquote, barbaric people because, you know, they wore clothes to do their sports.
Right, okay. Now, so then when did the Greeks stop doing this, or when did it become associated with, you know, indecency?
Right, so, you know, after the Romans conquered Greece, they kind of like, you know, thought this was a weird thing. They weren't into nudity as much. They let the Greeks kind of have their fun, but eventually they banned the Olympics outright. And, you know, thereafter, when the world decided to bring back the Olympics in 1896, nobody was considering competing in the nude.
Right. Okay. Now, and obviously it was, yeah, as you say, it was never considered when the Olympics were resurrected. Now, leaving aside issues of, say, sunburn, if people were to compete naked, Could you do it as well if you were naked?
So, yeah, I don't think anyone's ever really tested this. So there's kind of two sides of the coin here. First of all, there's the comfort side. So, you know, just bouncing breasts and flopping genitals on guys are just not going to be comfortable. Whether that would really affect performance, you know, it would probably depend on the individual and the sport they're competing in. The role that clothes actually plays in enhancing or, you know, reducing performance is less clear. So there's basically two things that clothes do for us as opposed to just comfort. So the first one is that clothing can really kind of brace the body together. So if you think about, if you've seen like weightlifters and they wear those big belts, they're just wearing these tight belts to kind of brace their muscles together and direct all their energy into whatever athletic thing they're doing, like lifting a weight, rather than having to spend that energy on stabilizing their body. The other thing that clothing can do is, you know, very smooth clothing can reduce resistance that the body encounters when it's either moving through air or moving through water. So, you know, cyclists shave their legs to slip through the air faster, but they can also benefit from wearing really tightly fitted clothes with low resistance to air. So that'll make them move through the air even faster.
Yeah, and it's certainly in swimming, weren't there outfits that were banned because they were actually
Yeah. Yeah, so you know, some listeners might remember the 2008 Summer Olympics in Beijing. So there were 25 world records broken in that Olympics for swimming, and 23 of those records were broken by athletes wearing this specific new bathing suit called the LZR Racer. And this swimsuit had been designed actually by NASA engineers, and it was said to reduce the friction that the skin encounters in water by 25%, and it also compressed the body to lessen drag through the water. But a couple of years later, FINA, which is the international governing body of swimming, decided that, you know, this was just too unfair an advantage, and from there forward, they banned any suit that's said to aid in speed, buoyancy, or performance. So, you know, in fact, athletes aren't wearing these really specialized swimsuits anymore. And as far as other clothing goes, in fact, the jury's really out on whether it really does or doesn't enhance performance. Data from scientific studies are kind of split 50-50, showing a significant difference or not.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine shoes, though, probably would have, I mean, a pair of shoes is better than running in your bare feet.
Yeah, so shoes are kind of the exception there. And that's not just for enhancing performance, but also just for safety. You know, the feet are bearing all the way to the body, and shoes help to reduce all the impact you're exerting on the lower limbs, the bones, the ligaments, the muscles. And they're really essential for just safety and performance. And for some sports, they're even more essential. So for example, Olympic sailing, sailors rely on those shoes to reduce them slipping, you know, in the water and to help just stay stable while they're kind of hanging off the side of the boat.
Now, but I suppose what's also interesting is the meanings we put into things in the sense that in ancient Greece, they saw being naked while you performed athletics was very Greek. And now we would pretty much sexualize all of it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, again, in ancient Greece, everybody's coming from the same cultural background, and not just the same cultural background, but the same kind of status. You know, they're almost all men, they're elite, they're all of the same religion, and they all agree, like, you know, this is a good thing, this is a thing in tribute to Zeus. Whereas today, everybody would be making a different thing of it. There would be a lot of controversy, to put it lightly.
Because even as it is, there are controversies about volleyball outfits and that kind of
right.
stuff.
Exactly. And yeah. So and you can only imagine if it was like full naked.
Yeah. But it's always directed at women, it seems.
Yeah. I mean, definitely women and transgender athletes, unfortunately, would bear the brunt of the criticism and the social media attacks and all that good stuff. So really, some of the experts I spoke to thought that the psychological impacts of competing naked would probably outweigh any physical disadvantages from not wearing clothes.
Yeah, because I'd imagine, you know, when you're trying to concentrate on whatever it is you're going to do, and then you're thinking, I'm naked. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Twitter
what
is exploding right
me?
Now.
Exactly.
Rachel, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Rachel Neuer there, a freelance journalist and author, and her piece about the possibility of a naked Olympic Games is on BBC Future. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. We're going to take a break. After that, being a ghostwriter.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.